as yet. Still trying to take that bet the right way. I try to twist a little quicker, but the softer side of listening, I turn it up and go to work. I do not respond well to any given inches of listening.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That felt really good, actually.
But so what?
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, and the last song was Pigeons by Fencing off of their newly released Fencing Wikipedia. Before that, Corporate Place by The Medic, if that's how you're supposed to say it, but not Medic with the D, Medic with the T. That's off of their self-titled album. And then before that, World Off by Bracelet off of I Hear Bracelet, their debut release. I guess both Fencing Wikipedia and I Hear Bracelet are debut releases. However, there are a lot of singles leading up to that Fencing release, so it's hard to call it debut. But nonetheless, two really terrific albums. Also nice that they kind of go together in a way. I feel they kind of fit into similar blocks on this show. And they're both great, honestly. I gotta say, I kind of favor the Bracelet one, but I've also been seeing those guys play this year, so that adds a special factor to it. Something I was thinking about the band The Medic, M-E-T-I-C, it's interesting kind of the breadth of their sound and how many different things it sort of reminds me of. It kind of fits also within the category that I've talked about sometimes, which is the Wicked Farleys, but in particular their Ken Theory 7-inch, a sound that I don't hear a ton elsewhere. I feel like it kind of fits alongside that. And then there's this similarity to, say, the band Pretend. When I listened to, the last episode, I believe, the intro to one of their songs was actually just like the intro to one of the Medic songs. And then even similarities to, I think early 2000s math rock and that sort of thing in Canada. So it's really cool. That band's out of Kelowna, but that album's from 2001. Anyway, next up is the band Pie.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song was Before I Lose My Style by Space Needle off of their album Voyager. And then before that, Swarthmore by Pi off of their Pi Is Gone LP version. Because if you, like a sucker, were to go to Spotify and look up Pi Is Gone, you'd find a 5-song EP, and that'd be what was officially released by Pi on Big Top Records, which also released at least a few of the Wicked Farley's albums. But anyway, thing is, online there's in fact an 11-song version of that record, the LP version, that contains a whole slew of songs that you won't find elsewhere in Pi's discography, and I believe it's also a pretty late release in their discography. That was 97. I think most of their stuff was from 95 up until that point. Yeah, so it's a pretty neat find. There's a YouTube upload of it, so you can listen to the entire thing there. I saw Rate Your Music comments about how the six additional tracks don't really add much, but it is interesting that there's all of this material from a time where they're a much more mature band. And even the ordering has changed compared to the EP version. It's not like this is just six extra songs. I thought maybe they were just ripped from some Uncommon release and like packaged together online and then shared. But no, they're actually completely fresh material for what would have been a full album. Anyway, next is Love, Claire. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was closing square bracket. It's by Yalele off of a release titled Other Stuff. I actually played it on the show before, but previously it was a bad YouTube rip. Before that, Constellation by Love Claire off of their album, The Forgotten Cinema. And I really struggled for a while to come up with a good compliment to that Love Claire track. And I went back and forth between a lot of stuff. Almost settled on some grouper songs. Well, on was kind of flip-flopping between a couple of grouper songs off of her most recent album, I believe, Shade, 2021 at least. It reminded me of how beautiful that album was. It came to my memory while I was doing dishes, and then I listened to a couple of songs off it that fit the time length I needed. And, I'll probably be revisiting that one pretty soon. But, similarly, this Yalele track, closing square bracket, is one that I know I listened to a lot during a particular period of time, but I cannot remember what that period of time was. I'd be able to find like the date I added that song originally to my music library, so that'll be interesting. Go back, figure out what that date was, and then see what I was writing in my journal at that time, maybe. But anyway, I'm pretty happy with how that pairing came out in the end, so gotta say I'm pleased. We're now very obviously in the slow part of the hour. The next couple of songs are gonna have a country twinge. This one is gonna be from a Winnipeg band, a demo version of, well, maybe not quite a demo, but a single version of a song they recently released on their debut EP.
It's been.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. And the last song was Atavan by Shallow Water off of their album God's Gonna Give You $1 Million. Before that, Meditate by Tarp, the single version that they released, although it appears on an album, four-song album, that they released last month in August. Those guys are a Winnipeg band, so there's something in the water when it comes to slow alt country these days, which I like quite a lot. I mean, funny that that's kind of returning to what the roots of slowcore are, as far as I understand. So, anyway, I wanted to play that song Atavan, I think, on the last episode, but it was a little bit too long for what I had there, and it fit really well here, so I'm glad I had it up my sleeve tonight. It's a really terrific album from those guys. I was listening to their previous full-length earlier in the summer after I'd seen them play a show here in Montreal, and that was an incredible show. I've mentioned it before. Also an incredible album that they released then, and then the one later in the summer, God's Gonna Give You $1 Million, is also terrific. Yeah. What was I going to say about that? Something interesting to say. Oh, yeah. Just a note is that I think whenever I'm working on the playlist much later in the night, I think it tends to slow down a lot towards the end. I tend to have that sort of dynamic in the show, but I think when it's later, it's and the sun is already down or going down, it's harder for me to find peppy songs and feel like they're going to work. So anyway, you can use that to figure out at what time in the day I'm working on playlists. Anyway, last song of the hour is When June Comes by Life Like Weeds off of a two-song EP. Thanks for listening.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. The CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
This is CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're also available. Go to